Gentry made it clear, though, that naval sonar is a lethal hazard for whales and dolphins. In 1996, a dozen Cuvier's beaked whales were killed by a sonar operation near Greece. 4 years later, the U.S. Navy reported the death of 9 beaked whales from the use of sonar in the Bahamas. But Gentry also pointed out that naval sonar represents a tiny fraction of the man-made acoustic energy generated in the oceans. He said offshore petroleum development creates a considerably larger share of noise than the military.
Geophysical exploration by oil and gas companies for reserves at sea, the way they make noise is they have these large stainless steel tubes. They put compressed air inside them and they release that air all at once, and it makes a loud thudding sound, very loud. And there are like 30 or 40 guns in an array that all go off at the same time. Those arrays also have the capability of killing animals and of altering their behavior.
The combination of military sounds, geophysical exploration, and natural sounds made by wind and waves, and even other whales, still represents less than a quarter of the noise present in the oceans. Gentry said the remainder was produced by ships.
There are something like 80,000 large commercial vessels operating worldwide. These are the largest ones, not the small ones. And their engines are going bank to bank, and their propellers are cavitating out there, and they make this noise that is continuous. And this has far more capability of masking communication calls than any other.
Outside of commercial fishing bycatch, which kills an estimated 300,000 cetaceans a year, it is acoustic masking that may be the greatest threat to whales and dolphins. Masking blocks both communication calls and echolocation, which cetaceans use to find food. Masking may lie behind the 41 documented mass strandings of marine mammals since 1960. Gentry described two experiments designed to study the dose response of whales to controlled sound, one off the coast of Australia and one in Southern California. In the California experiment, whales were tagged to allow researchers to record their movements underwater. Gentry said that even when exposed to mild sounds, Cuvier's beaked whales abandoned their feeding patterns. Gentry said it's not damage to the ear that causes whales to go ashore.
Instead, it's much more likely that the animal hears the sound, makes some kind of a really unfavorable and unwise behavioral decision, and its behavior somehow affects its tissues, causes it to strand.
Although cochlear tissue is among the most delicate in mammals, Gentry said that stranded whales typically do not have ear injuries. Instead, they'll have brain hemorrhages, which suggest rapid surfacing. The cetaceans that are killed by intense sound have to be very close, within a kilometer of the source. Gentry said that the phenomenon known as spreading loss reduces lethal sounds by 60 decibels beyond a kilometer.
An analogy would be if you have like a strawberry that size, and it has a certain amount of flavor. If you blow it up to the size of a basketball, it's not going to have nearly that much flavor. So that's kind of what happens with sound. It gets very diluted over a very short range of space.
Gentry said that the two acoustic experiments conducted so far cost about $7 million each, with funding from the petroleum industry and the U.S. military. There were about 250 people in the audience for his Whale Fest presentation, including high school students from as far away as Barrow. Gentry said that despite this high-profile research and some spectacular failures, scientists still knew very little about cetaceans and sound. He said science was well on its way to understanding behavioral response to acute sound, but as yet there was no measurement of the increase in background sounds in the ocean. We need more help and more researchers, he said. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.